Welcome to Ideas and Issues. I'm Hugh Follett, your host. My guest this morning is Michael Lerner, editor of Tycoon, and we're going to be discussing Judaism. Rabbi Lerner, glad to have you on the show.
Hi, glad to be here.
Wonder if you could begin by briefly summarizing what you take the central message of Judaism to be, and then we can discuss the various elements of your answer in the remainder of the show.
Sure. I think the central notion that Judaism came into the world to teach was that there is a power or force in the universe. Now we call it God. There's a power or force in the universe that is the force of healing and transformation. Unlike other religious or spiritual systems that seemed to teach in the ancient world that the way things are is the only way things can be, and that the goal of an enlightened or spiritual being is to learn to flow with the way things are, Judaism taught that the God of the universe was the force that made it possible to transform that which is, whatever it is, to that which ought to be and could be. And so there is nothing fixed in the universe. There is nothing set in its ways that can't be changed. On the contrary, the world is continually full of the possibility of being healed and transformed. And all of the negativity in the world is not built into the structure of necessity. All of the negativity, all of the hurt, all of the pain can be transcended and can be healed. And that is made possible because there is this force of healing and transformation. So as opposed to those who think, for example, that human beings are fundamentally bad or evil, Judaism teaches that human beings are made in the image of this God, may embody this force of healing and transformation, and can be partners with God in the process of healing and transformation. Well, that was a revolutionary idea in its time, and it remains a revolutionary idea in this time, because so much of what we are taught in the media, in the schools, in the culture, is that to be an adult, to be no longer filled with childhood or adolescent fantasies, is to accept the world the way it is, of wealth, to accept the current distribution of power, to accept our own relative, which is the opposite. Do not adjust to the way the world is. Struggle to change the world, and you will have God on your side, because God is the force that makes possible this transformation and change.
Okay, could you say a little bit about what the transformation and healing and change would be in this world?
Well, the fundamental transformation that the world needs is to be based on the principle that everybody is created in the image of God. Right now, we have a world which seems to suggest that some people are better than other people. Some people are higher than other people. Some people are more deserving of wealth or power than other people. But the Bible gives a very opposite kind of message. The Bible has a very radical notion of equality between human beings, and that equality is not just a theory about the worth of people in the eyes of God, but God makes clear in the Bible that when the Jews come into their land, they are to set up a system in which the wealth is to be redistributed once every 50 years. The Jubilee year, as it's called, outlined in the book of Leviticus, is an injunction for radical redistribution. Similarly, the Bible teaches us that we ought not to loan money for interest, that we ought to do all that we can on the economic level as well as on the political and social level to treat every other human being as though they are created in the image of God and deserve our immediate caring. That immediate caring has to take the shape both of individual actions and of collective community actions. So healing the world really means changing all the ways that we act that don't seem to be based on this assumption of equal value and worth of every human being on the planet.
Okay, I find this very intriguing because in a lot of religions, certainly in most religions around here, there seems to be a fairly sharp division made between this world and the spiritual world. And this world is seen as being bad, this world is seen as being a place of evil, and in place in which we're evil, and the spiritual world is usually seen as being other than that and perhaps outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it you think that's, Judaism sees that as a mistake.
Yes,
that's
an idea that entered the world through a Greek conception, Hellenistic conception of the dichotomy between spirit and matter, between this world and some other world. Judaism starts from a very different premise. God created the world, and as it says in Genesis, and behold, it was good. And that